Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday. I'm Richard Jones. And today the news is all about eggs and milk. But we're not talking omelettes here, rather the two stories dominating the farming news at the moment. Firstly, the ban on eggs from caged chickens has caused a lot of controversy, with news emerging that 15 member states of the EU are not complying with the new directive, which came into force on the 1st of January. Sadly, one of those member states is the UK, and there are some farmers, particularly south of the border, who are still in the process of going free-range or barn-produced. The chicken police, as they've been dubbed, are on the case of the one Scottish producer who is changing production methods, and the government say that sooner rather than later all egg producers in Great Britain will comply. Now, the milk industry this week has seen quite an amazing story break, with the news that Müller, famous for their yogurts, has announced a takeover of Wiseman Dairies. But what does it mean to farmers? Here's dairy industry analyst and expert Ian Potter.
Well, I'm not sure it means a great deal for the average dairy farmer. It would have meant a lot more had one of the other big liquid processors, being Dairy Crest or Arla, taken over Wiseman. But with it being Müller, I'm not sure there's going to be a great deal of difference. Obviously, you know, we'll find out when we get into the finer detail, but I think it'll pretty much be business as usual.
It's a little bit worrying. We've seen Müller cut their price just lately. Do you think there's a bit more of that on the cards for existing Wiseman people?
No, I don't think you can assume that because Müller cut the price of their producers down in England that they're going to follow suit with Wiseman. Müller are under particular pressure because they sell branded yogurts, and they're up against an operation called NOM, who sell own-label yoghurt for the supermarkets. So I think it's totally separate from what they're doing with Wiseman's.
And how do you think it's going to affect the general public?
I don't think it'll affect the general public at all. What we are looking for in the dairy industry is some consolidation. This is a major deal. It's clearly Müller's yet another European operation coming into the UK to stamp their mark. I think it'll be the first of a number of deals where we see the industry consolidate. I think that'll be good for farmers, but I don't think the net effect is going to be felt by the general public.
So there you go, business as usual for those both consuming and producing milk for the time being, following that takeover by Müller's of Wiseman Dairies. And we'll have more comment from Ian Potter tomorrow on the longer term effects for British dairy farmers. And that'll be right here on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.